First parak of Gittin, third Mishnah. Maybe get Eretz Yisrael. Person brings a get in Eretz Yisrael. Ein od tzorch shuyem v'fani nefel v'fani nefel. Does not have to say v'fani nefel v'fani nefel. V'yeshul of oyrim yizkan b'chay samov. And if people, if the husband's going to say that it was forged, then he will have to mekayim. In other words, in Chutz Laretz, they said the get is not kosher mit rabbonon till you have this proclamation v'fani nefel v'fani nefel. They didn't want to wait for the husband to come. There's more of a concern that he will come. And Eretz Yisrael, which we said before, that even if it does come to say that it was forged, it's easy to find people that will mekayim it. So they did not require him to the shliach to say b'fani nechta. But if the husband afterwards did claim it was forged, they would need to find people to verify the signatures. And maybe give m'mdina sayyam b'ini yochel loim b'fani nechta b'fani nechta. Shalav oyrim iskan b'choy samov. The person that brought, a shliach who brought maget from Chutz Laretz, talking about a case where they gave to the shliach when he was able to talk, because they wouldn't give to the shliach who can't talk. But before he had a chance to say "Foni nechta, foni nechta," suddenly he lost his ability to speak. So over here, since it was sent properly, basically we say that lemaisa it was not. If you're born from Chutz Laretz, you have to make a kiyum of the document before it is given over. So you have to have yeshem adam edim miskayim l'chisam. If you have to have edim over there to verify.